程的第四項，就是設立南區區議會屬下各委員會，訂立委員會成員任期和增選委員的數目來的。這個議會文件2016號的，這份文件呢就有三個部分。一部分呢就是設立我們南區區議會屬下各委員會，第二部分呢訂立委員會成員的任期，和最後一部分呢就是訂立增選委員的數目。我們不如就逐一個部分來到討論好嗎？第一個部分呢就是我們先談一談設立委員會這件事的，或者處理委員會這件事呢，先秘書來介紹一下這個份的文件好嗎？
好，謝謝主席。根據區議會條例第71條，為了執行區議會職能的目的，區議會是可以成立委員會的。上一屆即第四屆南區區議會屬下就設有5個專責事務委員會，包括了第一個社區事務及旅遊發展委員會，第二個是地區發展及環境事務委員會，第三個是交通及運輸事務委員會，第四個是地區設施管理委員會，還有最後一個第5個南區社區重點項目專責委員會的。為了承接上一屆南區區議會的工作，現在建議在原有的架構為基礎，在本屆設立5個委員會的。或者可以逐一個討論。
第一個委員會呢就是這個社區事務及旅遊發展委員會的。為了更全面和清晰的討論和監察我們區內的社區事務，建議呢我們上一屆這個地區發展及環境事務委員會有關環境方面的職權範圍呢，我們就會調配來到本屆這個社區事務及旅遊發展委員會的。這個職權範圍呢就大家可以看看修訂之後的情況的，我可以看附件2括弧 A 的部分的。這個是或者講埋即係地區發展及房屋事務委員會啦，咁啊，因為就想再 focus 啲咧，咁我哋討論我哋區內地區發展嘅事宜啦，包括城市嘅規劃、地區土地使用同埋房屋事務，所以建議將上一屆地區發展及環境事務委員會嘅名稱咧，就更改為地區發展及房屋事務委員會。而將環境方面嗰邊嘅職權嘅範圍咧，就調配去今屆呢個社區事務及旅遊發展委員會。咁修訂之後個職權範圍咧，係在於附件2括弧 B 嘅。咁我諗呢度一評，大家有冇啲意見？覺得好唔好啊？嚇 ，OK， 都冇意見係咪？咁啊好。咁跟住個司馬文議員。
Yeah, for the CATC revised, which government officials would normally attend that meeting?
地修訂之後嗰啲常設委員會，政府部門
會嘅啦，會食環署會 attend。
係啦，都會嘅，食環署會出席嗰個嘅我哋嗰個會議嘅，即係都係常設嘅政府部門嚟嘅，係啦，好，冇其他問題呢，咁就係另外落嚟個三個委員會呢，其實就都冇咩大嘅職權範圍嘅修改嘅，咁就係交通及運輸事務委員會、地區設施管理委員會同埋南區社區重點項目專責委員會呢，這個嘅職權範圍呢，我哋基本上冇咩修改，只係一啲文字上嘅修訂嘅啫。咁大家可以參考附件2括弧 C同埋附件2括弧 D 同埋附件2括弧 E。 咁啊，就住即係我哋呢5個委員會嘅設立同埋職權範圍，大家有冇意見？如果冇嘅話呢，我哋就第二部分呢就係定委員會成員。羅建熙議員，
多謝主席，對唔住，又係我。我想問一問呢，因為我對於嗰、那個委員會嗰啲各個分工啊範疇嗰啲我冇乜意見，我純粹好似覺得社區事務及旅遊發展委員會嗰個名好似，因為 根據過去經驗咧，其實就唔係真係好多傾旅遊嘅嗰個會，即係大部分可能都係傾社區事務啊，傾社署啲嘢啊。咁可能將來如果將以前啲醫師關於環境嗰部分嘢塞咗入去嘅話咧，咁就可能傾環境嗰邊就會多啲。咁旅遊其實真係可能佔一個好少嘅部分。咁但係個名又好似令到佢個 part 又好似好大 part 咁樣，咁所以純粹好似有啲唔係好對稱咁解，咁所以提出呢個疑問嘅。我冇啲好強烈嘅意見，但我都有啲咁嘅疑問都想 raise 埋出嚟嘅啫。唔該主席。
我哋考慮呢個名嗰陣時候，就可能就係諗住咧社區事務咧都係已經包括咗環境啦，所以就冇話即係特登即係加埋咩社區事務及旅遊及環境，因為咁就好似好囉嗦好長咁樣，所以主要係咁樣去考慮呢個名嘅。咁就咁啊，環境啊、環保啊呢啲其實都係社區事務嘅其中一部分嚟嘅。咁啊，旅遊。就雖然話唔係好多，但係都係南區一個嘅重要嘅範疇嚟嘅，即係我哋南區都係講旅遊，係啦，即係同一第一呢個名咧，大家都叫開咁樣，好嘛？咁好啦，咁我哋講翻即係定呢個委員，司馬文議員。
Yeah, Chairman, just to follow through on that and just given our experience in the last term, if it comes to tourism and tourism promotion, I think that is well dealt with in the CATC in the past. But when it comes to development, the construction of buildings, how are we going to develop the waterfront around Aberdeen Harbour, those type of issues I think would be better dealt with in the DDEC. And I think they are more development oriented. So I like to...suggest, and I think it follows up with the suggestion that was made earlier, that tourism as a promotional issue, as a branding issue, maybe is okay for the CATC to be dealt with there. Community affairs, community communications, keeping the streets clean and so on, and keeping people involved. I think that makes sense. But where it involves really development issues and we have to develop work with the Development Bureau, with the Tourism Commission and so on, really on getting money to get things done in the district, I would propose...That aspect of tourism will be dealt with under the DDEC instead, and I would feel very comfortable with that. Thank you.
好，明白，即係你嗰個分類，即係到時我哋會就住嗰啲議程咧嚟到分類嘅，啱嘅。即係嗰個，即係如果係一個發展嚟嘅，即係就算旅遊都係一個地區嘅發展嚟嘅，地區發展都已經包括旅遊嘅發展啦，咁樣，所以即係或者旅遊發展都同城市嘅規劃都係有個關係喺度嘅。所以是可以即係列入落去地區發展及房屋事務委員會去傾嘅。咁如果只係一個宣傳方面嘅咧，咁就去呢個社區事務同埋旅遊發展委員會嘅呢個同意嘅呢個做法。林啟輝議員，哦，你冇舉手哦 ，OK， 秘書話你舉手啊，真係，OK， 好。咁啊，如果冇其他意見咧，我哋真係去第二部分啦，就係、是、定委員會成員嘅任期啦。咁又請阿秘書先介紹下個文件。
係，唔該主席。咁鑑於區議會嘅職能咧日漸提升，預料五個委員會嘅工作咧就會係越嚟越繁重嘅。為咗協助委員會主席籌劃及處理相關嘅事務咧，建議喺本屆區議會就按上一屆嘅模式，喺上述五個委員會咧就設立副主席職位，並訂定委員會正副主席嘅同埋委員會成員嘅任期咧就係兩年嘅。
嗯，好，大家係咪贊同上述嘅建議？如果冇意見嘅話咧，咁我哋下一部分咧就係定增選委員嘅數目啦。咁又請秘書介紹一下。
係，唔該主席。根據南區區議會2012-15嘅會議常規第34(2)條啦，獲委任嘅增選委員總數係唔可以超越該區議會議員嘅總數，而每個委員會獲委任嘅人數咧係唔可以超過5名嘅。上一屆南區區議會咧就喺社區事務及旅遊發展委員會啦、地區發展及環境事務委員會同埋交通及運輸事務委員會咧三個委員會咧就設立增選委員席位。人數咧就係每個委員會咧就有5名嘅，請議員考慮咧係咪同意喺社區事務及旅遊發展委員會啦、地區發展及房屋事務委員會同埋交通及運輸事務委員會三個委員會設立增選委員席位。如果同意嘅話咧，就請議員咧考慮各委員會嘅增選委員嘅席位數目係咪維持不變，即係人數嘅上限咧就係每個委員會5名，任期咧就2年。 此外咧，增选委员提名及轮选嘅准则咧，系可于讨论会议常规条文嘅工作方上面咧，就再作详细嘅讨论嘅。唔该，主席。
嗯，大家有冇意见啊？我哋有三个委员会咧，就会设呢个增选委员嘅，咁、那个上限咧就系五名咁样。咁其他个两个委员会咧，我哋就冇增选委员嘅，系即系呢好罗建熙议员。
都系主席，我想问一下咧，因为虽然另外嗰两个会过去都未必有增选委员啦，咁但系其实会唔会都可以考虑暂时摆住喺度，即系话五个委员会都可以有五名先，咁但系到时候大家觉得真系唔需要去到开委员会嘅时候先决定要或者唔要咧？我觉得好似而家呢个阶段就已经决定晒，好似有啲急咁样咯，系可唔可以摆住先按下不表，去到委员会阶段先处理嘅？
嗯嗯，好，司马文议员。
Yeah, Chairman, I agree. I think that in principle we should be efficient and effective, which means we have few members rather than more members. I think to make just the committee bigger, I don't think that is to the benefit of anybody. It's more people spending more time sitting here waiting for discussions, and I don't think that doesn't necessarily help efficiency.So I concur that it would be better that when we start meeting in those committees and we find that there is a need for specific expertise, that we then discuss about adopting members rather than up front trying to go scout around trying to get a lot of people in the committees. I suggest we work the other way around this time and try to keep ourselves as small and tight as possible and only invite members as we need expertise. Thank you.
Mm.好，其他議員有冇意見？嗯，如果冇意見嘅話，咁我哋可以擺落去啦，即係五個委員會都擺落去啦，咁樣。但係咧，就我哋唔會點到都唔會超過即係議員嗰個總數，即係唔會超過17個咯，即係呢個係個上限嚟噶啦。即係無論我哋擺翻落去五個委員會。都可以有增選委員的情況下呢，但是總數都不會超過17個，好嗎？大家同意啦。好，那嗯，他們你們你其他人沒有發表意見是嗎？即其實即我如果你問我個人意見呢，即雖然你其他議員都沒有發表意見，我就覺得即 DFMC 呢就最好就不要設有增選委員啦，即都嚟緊我們都是議員去即去討論我們這些地區設施管理委員會那些事務可能會好一點的。林若珍議員。
唔該主席，我都覺得地區設施管理委員會咧，照過往嗰屆一樣咧，都係即係唔好似增選委員咯，我覺得，即係比較會合適一啲。
嗯，
唔該。
好。張世榮議員，
主席，我同阿林真議員嗰個意思一樣，因為我哋上一屆咧地區設施委員會咧係冇增選委員嚇、我贊成你正話講嗰個係沿用上一屆嗰、那個，唔該。
嗯，係咯，就。陳李佩英語
同埋張石榮議員一樣啊，唔需要設啦嚇。
好啦，咁即係其實我哋就擺四個委員會啦，即係除咗社區事務及旅遊發展委員會、地區發展及房屋事務委員會、交通及運輸事務委員會，同埋呢個仲啲係咩 SPS 嘅叫咩話？南區社區重點項目專責委員會呢，咁我哋呢四個委員會呢，我哋可以設呢個增選委員，咁而呢個地區設施管理委員會呢，就唔會設增選委員，而我哋嘅增選委員嘅總嘅數目係唔超過17位嘅。司馬文議員。
I again, based on the same principle that we should have few members and only members based on expertise.I don't see any reason why we should stop ourselves the opportunity for having a co-opted member in DFMC if needed. If the expertise is needed, we can decide to have a co-opted member. So I don't think it is right to decide now that we never want it. It could be very beneficial to have an engineer in the DFMC. It could be. But we don't know now. So I don't see why we should exclude that possibility at this stage.For the same reason, I don't think we should decide how many people we are going to put into all the committees today, because let's get started and then we'll see what we need. in terms of help. So on the same principle, I would just leave the option open for DFMC to have co-opted members. But we all agree we don't want it, because as it's possible, we don't want any co-opted members, to keep our committee as small as possible. So I think that's a much better working arrangement than now to decide ad hoc for no particular reason why DFMC should not have a co-opted member, but the other one should have a co-opted member. I mean, it doesn't make any, there's no reason here either way. So I keep the option open, but agree on the principle, Chairman, with the group. Can we all agree? Let's keep small.
好，听副名副主席。
多谢主席。其实我想讲翻咧，即系我都觉得个地区设施委员会咧就唔应该有呢个甄选委员嘅，因为呢个工程嘅工作小组咧，过往嚟讲咧，我哋上一届咧，我哋都有一啲嘅专业人士咧加入啊个工作小组嗰度嘅，其实可以系解决到啊郑华波所讲嗰、那个专业人士嗰、那个嗰、那个对呢个工程嘅建议嗰、那个嗰、那个贡献嘅。啊，多谢主席。
好，徐婉华议员。
主席，我大致上同意阿波嗰个意见嘅，因为原因唔多讲啦。其实主席，你个担心可能咧就惊住咧，如果呢个委员会都加埋呢一个当选委员嘅话咧，可能嗰个总嘅人数会超过我哋议员人数嘛。咁如果系咁样嘅话，我哋咪将嗰个人数减少咯，即系当选委员嘅人数最高上限系五个，咪将佢减到可能三个或者两个，或者其他啲委员会当选委员都可以减到三个两个。我哋以往经验嘅话，都唔会话系每个委员会啲当选委员大概都系两个到嘅啫嘛。咁其实如果系因为咁嘅原因而令到即系嗰个委员会会少咗一啲嘅专业人士嘅话，我觉得就唔系一个咁适当嘅方法。始终咧，即系如果系 DFMC 咁样嘅话咧，会你话工程师又好，或者啲专业人士又好咧，即系喺某一啲嘅议程上边嘅话咧，咁佢哋俾到啲专业意见出嚟，我相信咧系会对个会咧会好有好大嘅帮助嘅。应该。
嗯，嗱，其实咧就咁样啦，即系。我就唔係因為嗰個甄選委員嘅人數嘅問題嘅，即係最主要就係頭先阿陳富明副主席所講嘅，我都認同嘅，即係 DMD 嗰度咧，我哋其實都已經有啲嘅專業人士加入嘅。咁當然即係話你想委員會都加入一啲專業人士嚟到參與討論咧，咁我諗可以遲啲再傾嘅，因為點解咧都可以另外一種方法就係我哋 SPS 咧都。有一啲專業人士嚟到參與嘅，咁就佢哋咧就冇投票權嘅，即係佢哋只係參與一個討論俾意見嘅。咁即係嗰種嘅形式咧又如何？即係我哋可以喺個工作方案度，我哋可以再討論下個做法，好嘛？即係呢個 SPS 有噶啊，係嘛？所以你記得我哋都有呢種嘅做法嚟
嘅。
徐議員。
我開放嘅，即係佢哋有冇投票權我開放，咁但係就喺而家呢一個階段，我覺得就應該保留返呢個咁嘅靈活度同埋嗰個彈性呢。如果而家我哋一通過咗，我哋唔會有呢個增選委員嘅時候，將來就根本冇咁嘅機會可以再增加返㗎嘛。咁如果我哋而家保留返，將來增加咗之後嘅話，我哋限住佢有冇咁嘅投票權，可以到時再決定囉。
因為嗰個 SPS 嗰個呢就唔係叫增選委員嘅，即係我哋係邀請一啲專業嘅人士嚟做我哋個顧問囉。就所以即係 SPS 嗰度，我哋都冇即係嗰個甄選委員嘅事實就冇。
呢個我都開放嘅。
係啦，係啦。好，羅建熙議員。
喂，多謝我其實我覺得個問題係就算我哋可以同意曬大家頭先講嘅所有理由都好咧，咁其實呢個都係可以喺委員會階段去大家決定唔加噶嘛。
嗯。
即係喺 DFMC 到時開會嘅時候，大家咪你覺得係冇需要咪唔加落去啫嘛。即係我覺得唔係喺現階段大家就將所有嘢 rule out 咗係一個最好嘅方法囉。咁所以我覺得其實大家唔係一啲好矛盾嘅嘢嚟嘅，即係我哋或者我同阿波或者同徐宇華其實都係覺得有個 option open， 咁然之後到時候先再決定，咁大家按需要又好，大家其他各個委員會大家坐埋真係開會嘅時候對一對啲嘢有冇啲需要，咁然之後先做。咁其實我覺得唔係即係一件咁難嘅事，亦都我唔知點解大家咁喺呢個時候就要 rule out 咗佢。我真係唔係好明白中間嗰個理由。
嗯，好嗱，呢度咧其實可以喺個工作坊嗰度再傾嘅，我諗係嘛，即係我哋再詳細去傾一傾。即係今日之後，大家再翻嚟諗一諗，即係好似阿徐婉華議員所講，即係大家開放嘅，即係嗰個投做。即係大家諗法都可以開放去諗一諗呢樣嘢啦。咁我哋工作坊嗰度 再傾一傾啊，即係睇下呢個係邊一個方式嚟到作為最好嘅，好嘛？咁就大家咁啊，如果大家冇意見嘅話，咁呢個就留待喺工作坊嗰度傾啦。嗯，咁啊，跟住就係、是。咁、啊、我哋係就即係我哋嘅總結呢，就係我哋會設立五個嘅委員會啦，一個社區事務及旅遊發展委員會，一個地區發展同埋房屋事務委員會，同埋交通及運輸事務委員會，地區設施管理委員會，以及南區社區重點項目專責委員會。咁呢個呢個職權範圍都係附件二 A 至 E入面已經係寫寫有寫出寫記載咗啦。咁啊，咁啊都通過咗咧，五個委員會咧，我哋都會設主席同埋副主席嘅職位嘅。咁啊，所有委員會嘅成員嘅任期都係兩年。咁啊，大家係咪都贊同？即係嚇，即係已經贊同咗啦。即係我哋係會開一個工作坊咧，嚟到即係討論翻會議常規啊，同埋甄選委員嘅呢個嘅議題啦。咁啊，秘書處會安排即係嗰個工作坊嘅時間，再通知大家。咁我哋下一個議程咧就會選舉委員會嘅正副主席。咁啊，而家咧秘書處就應該會分發一啲參加委員會嘅表格，咁大家填咗之後，盡快咧就交翻俾我哋嘅工作人員啦。咁啊，我哋或者休會10分鐘咁啊，之後我哋再進入下一個嘅議程。